live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. We will be live today. We are going to go ahead and take callers with different questions on different topics within your lives. So please stay tuned. I am just trying to make sure the internet is working and everything is operational. So give me just a few minutes, or a couple minutes really, and we'll get you all set up here and we'll start getting ready to take callers. One moment, please. In the meantime, a word from our sponsor.
Lolita, the American dream, a great food and ice cream parlor, hot pizza, Philly pretzels, coffee, tasty cakes, ice cream. All scream for ice cream. For real ice cream and treats, we can't be beat. Lolita Parlor. Over 32 flavors of Hershey's real Lolita ice cream. Parlor. You scream, we all scream for Lolita ice cream. Parlor.
Located at 1147 Powder Springs Street, Marietta, inside the Walmart Center.
All right, and it looks like we'll be able to go ahead with the show. Just was trying to figure out the internet connection there for a minute. Now, for those of you that are unaware, we did have another show this week that was supposed to carry on just a few days ago. Unfortunately, here in Marietta, Georgia, we got hit with a big snowstorm. So our power went off, our internet went down, and everything was a little crazy as far as the phone reception. So that show has now been rescheduled. That show is now going to be on Friday, okay? And Friday is going to be the 15th, and that show is going to be at Friday at 7:30 p.m. Now, that is the show about possessions, curses, hexes, and jinxes. So please stay tuned, as that show will be airing on Friday, and that will be airing at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once more, we want to thank everyone for calling in to today's show, and we will go ahead and take questions from each and every one of you as much as we can. Now, remember, as we bring you on air, it's one question per caller. And it's one-part questions only, please. Our first caller today is area code 860. First three digits are 836. Yeah. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Sure. My name is Amla, and I'm from Connecticut. And I'm wondering if you see me in a committed partnership relationship.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. Okay. Yes, I actually do get an affirmative on that one, but the thing is that we see you have been going through a lot of ups and downs within your romantic life, especially when it comes to commitment or communication from the other individuals. We feel that you have been able to manifest people within your life slightly better than less and higher vibrational. However, the thing is that each one you have learned something and you have grown from, whether they've worked out or not. And I feel that that's leading you to manifesting a bigger and better person within your life. At this point, I feel it's about staying positive and remaining positive and focusing on faith within yourself.
Okay. Okay. You don't have a time frame?
You know, a lot of us give out time frames. I do from time to time. At this time, I do not have a time frame for you. And the reason being is because I'm being told from spirit we become too attached to this and we don't allow ourselves to flow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So be positive and keep on having some faith and it should manifest. I really believe
that's
the angels.
Correct.
Yeah, with the 2018, hopefully. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Well, remember that during this time, manifestation can be very good to take place. If you're working on that visualization, you're working on that positive mindset, you're working on staying positive, then your manifestation skills during this time of the year can also be very powerful. But remember, okay, you have to combat the negative momentum that was out there to begin with. And when you're just beginning to get a positive momentum train out of the station,
yes,
it's going to take a while to catch up to that other negative one that's been going a million miles per hour, and it's a million miles down the road already. Okay?
Right. Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Have a great night.
Okay. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, so we're going to be bringing on our next caller momentarily here. Our next caller is going to be area code 610. First three digits are 390. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yeah, my name is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And I have a job-related question. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I recently started a new job, and I'm pretty excited. It was a nice change from the last position in a very good company and better opportunity. And, I'm there about 3 months now, and, I'm trying to get acquainted with everything and become up to speed. But I just wanted to see, what you're picking up for me.
Okay, let me see. Yes, well, I don't feel that this is going to be a permanent situation. I feel that it will definitely last you quite long enough, and I feel that you will do well there. But I'm feeling that there is more of a passion here behind you, and what you're going to end up doing is becoming a business owner down the road. Right now, this is something to, help you there. This is what we call a segue. Okay, and this is going to facilitate what you need to come in at this time. But I'm seeing a few more years out, and you're owning your own business. There's something you're passionate about. You haven't quite figured it out yet, but there's a lot of passion within you, and there's a lot of good business sense, and that's something you need to build upon.
Okay, do you see, how long I'll be staying here?
Like I said, it's going to probably be a few years, okay, but I do feel it's going to be good. And I will say that you can walk away anytime you want, but you're going to be able to have more than enough time there.
Oh, okay. So you see me starting, my job, my company,
yeah,
in
but
5 years
I'm
or
sorry,
so?
I'm sorry, it's only one question per caller.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Our next caller today is area code 719. First three digits are 460. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing wonderful.
Can you
how
hear
are you
me?
Doing today? Yes, I can.
I'm fine. Good.
Wonderful.
My name is Laura, and I'm from Colorado Springs. And I would like to know, will I ever find my true love?
Okay, yes. It's been a while for you. Let me see here. Okay, now I do have that answer, but first of all, I'm being told to ask you, who do you have on the other side? Because there's a male figure on the other side. I don't know if it's related to love or if it's family, but there's somebody on the other side trying to tell you hello.
What is their name?
Okay.
Is it an uncle? Is it a cousin?
It's a male, okay. It's a strong energy, but they're kind of very short-worded. And what I'm getting here, it kind of feels more like a family member than a love situation, okay? But they're there and they want to say hi. They want to let you know that they're okay. And they want you to know that they're looking out for you.
A male that's looking out for me, could you give me, like, how old they would be? Because
hold on.
I have...
Yeah, we're looking around... Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
That's okay. I've got uncles who passed that I didn't know, and some that have passed recently.
Okay.
But
this isn't anyone you did not know. This is someone you knew. I can tell you that. I can feel this. You knew this person, and they're looking out from you. I mean, they're looking out for you from the other side, and they want you to know that they're okay, that they're there, they're looking out for you. I'm trying to get more of a detail here because I'm looking at them, and it's more of a hearing in this case. Like, I usually see them, but I'm just hearing them at this time. And what I am seeing is someone that is tall, slightly with a little bit of a belly there, but it's not like they're overweight, if you know what I mean. There's definitely a lot of hair on the arms here because I'm being shown the arms and they're hairy.
I don't know who that would be.
Okay. Well, it might come to you later on. Just remember that you have someone looking out for you. Now, the answer on the love life is yes, that there is something out there for you. I'm actually looking at March and April of next year. This is going to be about the time that comes in. However, like I said to a previous caller on today's show, please do not become attached to timelines. Timelines actually change very quickly and very sporadically. But just know that by giving you a timeline, it is sooner than later, okay? And remember, right now, you will find this person. You're going to actually find each other. It's going to be a very unusual circumstance. You're going to bump into each other. So I don't know if that's going to be a physical bumping into or if that's going to be like, oh, you're looking for the same thing at the same place. But somehow you guys are finding each other. It's not going to be quite storybook. You know, you're going to meet, you're going to exchange information, maybe not love at first sight, but there's definitely a connection here, and then it will blossom from there. I feel that this person is a little bit more well-to-do, okay? We're not going to say rich. We're not going to say, you know, perfect, but we will definitely say that they are well let's say comfortable, okay? They don't have to worry for stuff.
That means they got their shit together.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that is out there right now, and that is coming your way. Just remember that your previous relationships were only growing experiences, how little they were, but they were growing experiences, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
And have a nice night.
You too. All right. We're going to be taking our next caller here momentarily, making sure I get the right one on the horn here. Next caller is 856-429. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. How are you? It's Rose Maria. I haven't talked to you for a little bit now. I'm doing good.
Okay,
I'm glad to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Changes what you said to me, and now I'm ready to go and trying to get rid of this job where I'm at and move forward and relocate with it or long-term relationship, whatever you can get, whatever's easy.
Okay. Well, you know what? You first talked about the job, and that's what I started getting in tuned with here. Yes, it is time for a change, but that change is something you have to go with your gut. You have to go with how you truly feel. If you overthink it, you're not going to get anywhere. go with how you are feeling and go with where the gut is taking you. Because I feel that this change ahead of you is going to be a good one, but it's going to be a bit of a doozy at the same time, okay?
Okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm. But you're strong enough, you have the willpower enough, and you can make anything into gold. It's all about belief in yourself.
Okay, cool.
All right, thank you. Soon enough. Thank you. All right, our next caller is going to be 404-452. Oh, I know who this is. Hello, Lolita. Welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I had some time, so I thought I'd join in and help out with the clients. Do we have anybody on the line?
No. We don't have anybody else on the line right now. So for those of you that would like to call in to today's show, the guest call-in number is 323-642-1694. And remember, if you want to ask a question live and on air, please push the number 1 on your touchtone phone. And for those of you tuning in and listening today, this is Lolita from Lolita's Parlor. This is our sponsor, also one of my very old dear friends and co-hosts here on the show. So
Yay. On
that note, a word from our sponsors.
Lolita, the American dream, a great food and ice cream parlor. Hot piece of Philly pretzels, coffee, tasty cakes, ice cream.
Ooh.
We all scream for ice cream. For real ice cream and treats, we can't be beat.
Lolita's Parlor.
Over 32 flavors of Hershey's real
Lolita's
ice cream.
Parlor.
You scream, we all scream for
Lolita's
ice cream.
Parlor.
Located at 1147 Powder Spring Street, Marietta, inside the Walmart Center.
And for those of you tuning in, that's Marietta, Georgia. Marietta, Georgia. Please check it out. The best ice cream, all Hershey's quality ice cream. You want to add anything, Lolita?
No, I was just saying every time I hear that song still, it's like the little inner child always comes out and it remains out. So I get excited every time I hear it.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right.
Is
so
your last caller on the phone?
Let me see here. Yeah, we do have the last one here. Yeah. Okay,
no,
we're going to 855. Huh?
The person that you
Lolita?
Were just talking to. The person that you were just talking to?
Yeah, that's this one here.
Okay, bring her back online.
Okay. Last one we were just spoken to, area code 856. 429. We have brought you back on air if you don't mind.
Hello?
Hello, caller by the area code 856. First three digits are 429. We have brought you back on live and on air. Hello?
Okay. Hung up.
They just hung up. Oh, you're in the switchboard. I guess you remembered the password after all this time.
No, I'm not in the switchboard.
Oh, okay. Because right as they hung up, you talk about she hung up because she got out of the switchboard.
Oh, no, I heard. I can hear her hanging up. That's okay. I was just going to give her some coaching tips to do.
Okay.
Her frequency was a little bit low.
Okay. So for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com for all of your spiritual needs. And once more, for those of you that would like to call in to today's show, or have already but don't know how to get into the queue, pushing the number 1 on your touchtone phone will bring you live and on air into the queue so we can bring you live and on air. And the guest call-in number is 323 1694. Okay. Lolita?
I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
So we have just me and you then, huh?
Yep, just me and you right now.
Just me
and you. I think with the holiday
you.
Season, everybody's gotten kind of busy out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's what happens when we get off grounded.
Yep. So, you know, the thing is that we have also rescheduled the other show. We have that new show out now. For, you know, if a person is possessed, cursed, crossed, or hexed or possessed. And, you know, that's now rescheduled for Friday, and that's going to be at 7:30 p.m. That's Friday coming up
okay.
on the 15th. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds good.
And, you know, so that's something that we're doing now here on the show for those of you listening and tuning in. We've created a new series. And this series is all about talking if you're possessed or cursed or crossed or hexed and how to deal with a situation like that. All right, it looks like we have another caller now. Our next caller is going to be 219, and the first three digits are 310. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today? Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, my name is Liz, and I'm calling from Indiana. And my question is, when are things going to get better? I mean, I feel like I'm in the now.
Okay, I didn't quite hear that question. Can you please repeat that?
Yes, it feels like I'm stuck at the moment.
Okay, it feels like you're stuck at the moment, and you don't know when that's going to be over with. Okay, hold on.
That's great.
Uh-huh. Okay, yes. Okay, well, as we go into the new year, projections can be very good. I do feel that the new year is supposed to be a good time for you. Just as this last year was about learning lessons and healing oneself and overcoming difficulties, next year is all about manifestation. And now, unfortunately, what I do feel, speaking of the other show, as you were calling in, what I do feel is that something is blocking you, and I feel that this is a kind of energy that someone or some kind of situation has come into contact with you, and this has rubbed off onto you. This is a very, I wouldn't call it a curse or a hex or a jinx, but it is a kind of a blockage. It's more like an evil eye. Okay. May I ask you if you do anything to try and spiritually cleanse yourself?
No.
Yeah,
okay.
You have to find some type of regimen.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Adam.
What you're going to need to do is you're going to need to get this removed from you. Whether that be through me or another worker out there, you know, who is capable of this field. But what you need is you need a three-step process. You need a blockbuster, which is going to help to remove the blockage or the evil eye from you. Then you're going to need to do what we refer to as a road opener, and that helps to make sure the doorways and all the windows and all the roads and all the pathways are open for your blessings to finally come back in, okay? And then three, you're going to need what's known as a protection, okay? And you're going to need to do something on a daily basis, as all spiritual people with gifts should, okay? Because you are gifted. I'm seeing that. But all people with gifts should always be doing daily protection, something daily for protection. I don't care if that's praying to St. Michael or praying to high heaven, but whenever you do it and whatever you choose to do it with passion, because without that passion, there is no power in it. Okay?
A person can pray until
they're blue in the face, but there's no power without that passion. And I really suggest you come and contact me through our website, and you get a hold of me. I can even give you my number, because I really feel you need help, because there's a lot of people out there right now that have tried to take you down or judge you, and this is all because of this blockage that's on you, and it's bringing all this negativity up. Also, one thing you need to remember is it's always about staying positive no matter what, okay? Because at the end of the day, no matter what happens, long as you stay positive, then you cannot be harmed.
And may I add?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Also, that we live in a spiritual world. Our world is science. Our earth is mother energy. People come and go. You have spirits that are lingering on. Thoughts are psychic thoughts. Anything can create negative energy. Even we can do harm to our own self by always judging, having an opinion, talking negative, no matter what. If it's vibrating in our core, it's going to create a lot of negative energy amongst us also. So you're going to have to really try to find some practice of doing a lot of healing work. And also what the stuff that Adam can do for you, it's going to make you feel freer, but I also know that you also have to be accountable with your own journey too at the same time, as far as doing a little bit more healing working and finding some type of exercise to do spiritually in the morning before you go out there in the world, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes, it does.
Yeah, and use the mother energy. You know, if anyone, you know, get you to feel a little funny, just actually embrace that situation, because those situations, those people are mirrors of our inner world. Remember, how we feel is not about what somebody is saying about us. It's our perception. So if we feel a little abandonment or resentful or feel disrespected, that's that other person or situation mirroring that us, and that's where we need to do the inner child guided meditation. I am all about the inner child. That's one thing that I do preach about, because you cannot create or manifest anything as an adult or move forward if you do not go back into the origin of where it got created. Because remember, when you came out to this earth, you had no emotions. Those emotions were created usually by parents, those judgments and those belief systems. The way you feel were created by that first situation that made you feel that way. The systems, the way you walk into life and deal with things in life, are created by man-made belief systems. The only thing that what people have forgotten to do is just really be of unconditional love. So you've got to start doing a journaling. We have a new moon coming. So take advantage of the energies and start releasing and keep doing that as your daily practice until you can get down to those core issues. But the other stuff is the easy peasy thing that Adam can do for you. But I want you to be accountable for your own journey and feel that empowerment. And when you walk out that door, you're like on top of the mountain, and knowing that you got 5,000 ascended masters, angels, the butterflies, even the people that are harming you, just knowing that your life is already written out for you. No one else can take that away from you at all. It's about your direction, because remember that we're all God, and we see from a third eye, and we listen, and that's what our source energy is. I hope that resonates with you.
Yes, yes, it does.
Okay, well, we do want to thank you for calling in, and please heed that advice. Remember, it's also about the healing of the soul, just as it is making sure that whatever darkness is out there, you are protected from. So remember, staying positive and keeping positive is very important, but also healing the soul, because it makes it so much easier to stay in the light when you heal the soul.
And I think it's about that awareness. I mean, we can remain positive, Adam, but it's about being very aware on them. That's just how life is. If you remember that everybody has a soul and they're in their own physical body living their own karmic journey, that would let go of everything that you were taught on what to perceive in life. and just really be of unconditional love. You know, so when things happen, it's not them, it's their path. Like, you have your own path. And I embrace every situation because the actually are given to us because those situations we didn't handle in our past life. So I thank every situation, down or out, because that lets me know what I'm still vibrating on. So always look at it the empowerment way, that belief and knowing that, you know, everything that goes a little funny, I call it the new energy. I don't, you know, call it hard energy or anything like that. But anytime that comes to you that way, just really embrace and just thankful and just automatically go back into an inner child guided meditation anytime that you feel funny. And keep working at it so you can start relinquishing a lot of things. I'm not sure how old you are, but just know that if you haven't done that, it's going to be many years to get to that point of letting go of a lot of things and healing. Because once you heal, you're going to think differently, you're going to walk differently, you're going to eat food differently, you're going to see things differently. So, because those emotions are stored in your physical body, which will manifest an illness. So start doing that for yourself. Start honoring who you are.
That's all about healing the soul.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You are very welcome,
honey. Thank you. All right, give me one moment getting back over here into the studio. And we'll see who is also in. We also want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to today's show. Please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com for all of your spiritual needs. All right, and it looks like we have another caller here on the show. We're going to go ahead and take you. Next caller is going to be area code 719. First three digits are 591. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. My name's Lada.
Yes.
And where are you from? I would like to know.
Can
why
you
my
do
last
me first
relationship
favor?
Didn't work.
Can you first do me a favor? Can you take three deep breaths, please? Because you're all
I'm
over.
Sorry?
Please take three deep breaths. Breathe through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Please do that three times.
Okay,
perfect. I just needed to feel
okay,
happy, centered.
Remember, it's not the end of the world. So now let's go over this, okay? What's your name again, and where are you calling from?
Lada, Colorado Springs.
Okay, wonderful. And your question was why your last relationship did not work out. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, yes. So the answer is thus, okay? First of all, energetically, the person within your life was only meant to be there for a little while to teach you something and for you to teach them something. Energetically, your energies align for only a short period of time. That time was long enough to learn something from each other. I'm feeling that it's not your fault, it's not their fault, okay? The thing is that energetically, they're not what you are trying to manifest permanently within your life. You feel very close, you feel that there was a connection, which there was. Okay, and I'm not trying to discredit that, but I feel we have put too much emphasis on that past previous relationship and not enough on manifesting the right vibrational frequency.
Who left you when you were little?
Huh?
Who left you? Like, who wasn't there for you when you were little, as a child? Who didn't give you that emotional support and that
my
presence?
My mom.
Yep. I picked that.
Yeah.
I picked that a lot. And so here's what happens, hon. We got to go into that. We got to go do the inner work of healing with the mother. Because until then, you're going to get your life lessons keep coming to you, keep coming to you. And that's, again, like if you heard me on the last call, I am a firm believer of healing those relationships that have caused us to feel that abandonment issue. If not, you're just going to vibrate on that frequency of abandonment. So when we
But
when
her
we
and I are so close. Her and I are so close now that we talk every day.
Yeah, but it's still in your core, it's in your frequency. You consciously
True.
Have done that, but you subconsciously haven't done that. You haven't felt that pain. Because I feel a lot of pain. Like, it just shouted at me, mom, 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 mom. And that's what happens when we walk the 3D world. When we become conscious, when we become conscious and aware, we know that we have to get those energies out of our etheric body, meaning you got to go to somebody that can get those removed out of your systems and bring those emotions back up. Because no one knows what happened at 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those were the pains that it created. That's why in oneness, the only thing that we tell people is that the only thing that a parent should do for a child is to only be of unconditional love. There should be no such thing as yelling, putting belief systems in their head, telling them how to do anything. A child must be loved. And it's not your parents' fault or their parents' fault. It's because no one knew any better. Everybody is walking unconscious. When you come to a spiritual awakening, that's when your aha moment comes into effect, and that's where your perceptions start to change. And then the questions that come to relationships, they don't get questioned because we're able to admit and look in the mirror and say, where did this come from? Why do I feel funny? That's self-analyzing ourselves. So I want you to take that power back and just really be honored by having that relationship because it's time. It's time for you to get back into that place of healing that dynamic with your mother for yourself because they're stored away. You got knee issues?
Knee issues?
Yeah, a little bit of knee issues.
Like how?
Knee pain. You got knee pain here and there once in a while?
Oh, knee? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's mom issues. It's an inflexibility in life. You got to learn how to go with the flow. Man, I'm...
Can you tell me which knee it is?
I would say the left, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, my God, girl, that is so good. You are so right. You are so right. It's my left knee. Never fails. I could wear tennis shoes. I walk to the store. I walk places. I come home, and I'm like, dang, why is that knee hurting?
Because you stored all those emotions there.
That's where I'm storing everything.
Left side represents mother. Always remember that. So that's why when a person has cancer, I always ask them, left side or right side? Because breast cancer is all about issues with the mother and father.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's why asthma and kids are so predominant because you got parents that don't know how to parent and they're enabling and smothering their child. And that's why kids are running around with asthma issues.
See, and I've tried to explain to my mom time and time again, look, you didn't take care of me during this. I was molested as a child. I was raped as a kid, as a 14-year-old. I was abused in relationships. And when I try to talk to my mom, she don't understand it.
Well, I want you to just understand that that's a generation that will never understand because they were taught one way. You are better than that. You are awakened. It's about your karmic journey. So I want you to forgive yourself, and then I want you to forgive your mother. But this is your journey. This is part of your karmic journey. So let's embrace it, and let's take on the road and start healing. That's what I'm saying. I want you to get that empowerment back. Forget about everybody else. It's about what we are going to do. every day I work on a trigger for myself. I'll share something with you. My goal in life is not to worry about a man or money in my future. The goal is for me to live like Buddha, and we're almost close there. When you live in enlightenment, there's no emotions. There's no questions in life because we're working out our own emotional body. Take that power back because it's for you to learn, nobody else. Your mother and your father just created you, but that soul has come here for many, many, many lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
wow.
why we embrace all the challenges and the opportunities that come to us. We don't fight the tide. Don't go in the ocean trying to stand up and fight and fall back. I want you to embrace every single situation that comes to you because there are mirrors of who we are, and the best thing that you can do is go into that healing mode. So take this
Repeat
day forward.
Repeat that back again to me about OG.
Oh,
I'm sorry, we did not catch that. What did you say?
Did you say OG style?
No, take that power back. Take that power back and go onto your, you know, start doing your journaling and start writing it out and doing your inner child guided meditations so you can enter 2018 on somewhat on a different spiritual awareness.
Now, I saved my house after I get out of a relationship and I totally change everything. I'm talking pictures in my apartment. I move everything.
Yep.
I cleanse the whole thing with sage.
Let me
grab this one, Loie. That is only taking care of surface level consciousness. And that is not dealing with the inner level consciousness that we are speaking of with you today. That is only external level vibrations. And on the truth here, as an exorcist, I can tell you right now, sage is only there to help you maintain positive energy. It is not there to really get rid of all the negative that is, because it is a very light abrasive towards negative energy. And honestly, what you're going to need in your life right now is some major healing. And that's why she's telling you to go inward. She's telling you to focus on your inner child and to heal what has not been healed since you were a child, since you were in this world with your mother and you were getting abused. I'm seeing plenty of near-death experiences, and I'm honestly seeing some demonic attacks that have come your way through that. I don't know who it is, but I keep on seeing someone out there that was addicted to narcotics or some kind of drug, and that was a person in your life, and they also brought negative energy towards
you. Oh, you hit that right on the spot.
Okay.
I had a cousin about 10 years ago that tried to rape me. A cousin.
Yes.
He was younger than I was.
Okay, does not surprise me because
he's dead now.
In our world, we see it all, honey. We see it all. And, yes, it's a bad thing. It's very bad. But you need to reach out to us through our website at How Psychic, okay, and get a hold of me. Why don't you get a pen and paper, and I'm going to give you the number. And you can call this number, and we'll get you all good to go.
Okay, let me write this down. All right, go ahead.
All right, the phone number is 443-319-3366.
Okay, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Do I call you, I'm sorry?
Do you have the number correctly? That's 443-319-3366.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
Call you.
I will be up for a while tonight until about 5 a.m. If you want to call me then, that's great too. But my normal office hours are between 2 p.m. to 4 a.m., okay?
And then how much do you charge, Adam?
You will discuss that with you off air.
We'll work that out with you on the other side. When you call in, we'll give you all that information.
Thank you.
Let me leave you with one note. I pulled an angel card message for you. Archangel Grace and Antoinette says, to help heal the situation, see the other person's point of view with compassion. And we'll leave you with that, okay? And love and light to you.
Thank you.
You are welcome, hon.
Have a nice night. Bye.
You too, sweetheart.
Wonderful.
Bye.
Thank you.
Adam, I'll be back, okay?
Okay. All right, and for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to check out our website, which is howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. Once more, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam and Lolita. So please just remember to check out the website. And also, we're going to have a word from our sponsor, Lolita's Parlor, in just a moment. We do want to say to you out there that are tuning in and listening to the show, if you'd like to call in and you don't know how, the phone number to call in is 323-642-1694. Once more, that is 323-642-1694. And when you come into the queue, if you would like to be taken live and on air, please don't forget to push the number 1 on your touch tone phone. And this will alert us that you have a question and you would like your question answered. And looks like we have another caller here with area code 561. First 3 digits are 541. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Jay. I'm calling from Florida, and I'm wondering if anyone can provide some insight. There's a young lady that works in the same building but a different office than me. Her name is Sophia, and I'm wondering if there is a romantic connection.
Okay, give me one moment, please. Okay, so what I'm being told is that there is a little bit of a spark there. There's definitely a physical attraction, okay? A little bit on the emotional side, too. But I'm feeling here that there's kind of a there's an energy about this that's just telling me no, that there is nothing that can really come of this, that it is a great connection to be friends. But at the end of the day, I'm feeling like this will head into a dead end. It will get started, and it will go good for a while, but eventually it would come to a dead end. Now, I don't like to give bad news, but here on the show and professionally within my personal practice, I believe in stating the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between, whatever comes up, okay?
Okay, no worries. No, I appreciate this insight. Thank you.
No problem. Now, we don't have any other callers in the queue, so if you'd like to ask another question, you're more than welcome.
I do have one other thing. It's just this. I was presented with the opportunity of participating in a business venture having to do with life insurance a few months back, and I'm mulling it over now because it was brought to my attention again, and I'm wondering how Spirit feels about that, if that's the right way to go, not to make some extra money.
Okay, let's see here. I'm getting an affirmative. This would be a very good thing.
Okay.
And just feel it out as you go along, but it looks great to me.
Okay. Yeah, it felt great. I do know I have to do some training and the whole works. But, you know, I just wanted to make sure the path was worth
about
it.
Yeah, having that confidence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just need that confidence right now. That's all you need with that.
Wow. That's good. Thank you so much for this. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So, no problem. You know, I'm actually picking up on something else as well for you. What happened to you about 10 years ago?
Oh, my memory's bad.
That's okay. I've got a horrible memory, too. Okay. About 10 years ago, I'm picking up on something that dramatically changed your perception of your life and how you were handling it.
Hmm.
No, it doesn't have to be precisely 10, but we're looking at something that had occurred a few years back, and this was a wake-up call for you, and it's kind of sent you down this road of spirituality.
Ooh, wow. Wow, there's so much that's happened. It could have dealt with my mother, and she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she had spiraled quite a bit, and then my parents had divorced, so I was dealing with quite a number of things during that time, and I remember doing my best to hold things together, but at the same time do what's best for me.
Okay. Well, remember that, I can't say remember because you don't know this yet, but the message that I'm getting right now, okay, is that things are about to turn for the better, okay? But right now it's about having strength. It's about viewing yourself with new eyes, having respect for yourself, okay, having more love for yourself, and also at the end of the day, it's about going out there and looking for what healing you need and accomplishing it. Go into your inner child, go through your inner child meditations. I'm getting a lot of something to do with your dad here and your past life, and then I'm getting the mom, but I'm also getting this uncle. So I'm getting like a whole bunch of different energies all at once. So my main focus, I'm going to go in on the dad right now. When was your dad absent, and when was he present from your life?
He was there, but he was absent. He wasn't
emotionally connected. Active, wasn't emotionally,
you know,
connected.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, this is what I'm getting, and that's one thing that we really need to see you heal from. Okay, on your spiritual journey, you're not going to get anywhere without healing what trauma is there, and sometimes what we think we've healed trauma, what we feel wasn't really traumatic to us or didn't affect us, sometimes it really did affect us, and it affected us deeper than we want to admit, okay? So that's one thing that I feel we need to work on is healing that factor. Then I'm getting this uncle, and I don't know what this uncle is about, but I'm getting, like, negative energy all over the place with it. I'm just seeing one big black area.
Yeah.
Okay,
ooh, yeah.
So what's going on with the uncle?
Yeah, just never really had a great relationship with a particular uncle, and the relationships with the other uncles weren't that great either. But
okay,
I know exactly what you mean by that.
Okay.
A lot of,
let's just say, is it within the category of abuse?
It's emotionally abusive. Yeah, it was emotionally abusive. Yeah.
Okay, we can leave it at that on that one. Then this year coming up is supposed to be a good year for you, but you need to go back into the positive spectrum of thoughts. Okay. Remember, we can't manifest anything in this world if we're always looking at what we cannot do. If you start looking at what you can do, you're going to get a lot farther. Okay?
Wow. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's
Thank
see
you for
here.
That.
Mm-hmm. And then I also keep hearing Buddhism. So why am I hearing Buddhism? Have you been attracted to Buddhism?
Oh, yeah. I've studied it, and I really enjoy the Buddhist thought. I really enjoy it, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Well, that's an area where you're going to excel. You're also an empath, from what I'm picking up on, which means that you pick up on energies all over the place, but you usually absorb them as an emotion, okay? So you could be happy one moment and upset the next and not even know why. This is because you're empathic, okay?
Right.
The clairvoyancy doesn't really kick up as much as your empathic does, and that's probably only happening within your dream state right now.
Yes.
And then also you had a lot of negative energy that was on you from a previous situation, and it looks like somebody stole something from you, and you've been trying to work on returning your energy to itself. So what's going on there?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I know exactly what that is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Returning to my integrity and putting up better boundaries. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So remember, stay in that integrity and keep the boundaries up. And make sure you're doing your protections, okay? I see you know a trick or two. You should be using them.
Okay.
So you can't pass a you can't be a root worker on another root worker show and think you're going to get away with it. All right. You know, you take one to know one, you know. Let's see here. Yeah, we have, And, okay. I don't know why I keep hearing 12 steps, but I know that's nothing. That's a different energy that was someone else. Okay, well, why don't you go ahead, because it's maybe time to escalate a few things, but I'm not able to tap into your energy too much. You on the show, there's a lot that you like to be private about, which is perfectly understandable. We know how that spiritual world works. So give me a call, and we can go ahead and assist you further.
Oh, thank you. Okay, what's the telephone number?
Yeah, the telephone number is 443-319-3366, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
Adam,
Lolita,
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, Mom, back.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Now getting back on. Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, it turns out we just had another spiritualist on the show, but they don't share much.
Okay. No worries.
Mm-hmm.
No worries.
Yeah.
I understand.
So we'll see if they reach out. We don't have any further callers in the queue. We only have about 30 minutes left on the clock. So we're going to make our announcements, and we're going to do a little bit of a closeout here. So everyone tuning in and listening to today's show, you've been listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This has been Lolita at Lolita's Parlor and Reverend Adam. You've been listening to. Please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com for all of your spiritual needs. And we're going to make a word from our sponsor, Lolita's Parlor. And then we're going to go ahead and close out the show. Remember, it's all about healing the inner child, healing the soul within, and allowing yourself to be positive for that which you need to have happen within your life. Remember, positivity is what helps manifest a positive life. If we think negatively or we only see negative, then we're only going to manifest it. Now a word from our sponsor at Lolita's Parlor.
Lolita,
the American dream, a great food and ice cream
parlor,
hot pizza, Philly pretzels, coffee, tasty cakes,
ice cream,
we all scream for ice cream, for real ice cream and treats we can't be beat.
Lolita's Parlor,
over 32 flavors of Hershey's real
Lolita's
ice cream.
Located at 1147 Powder Spring Street, Marietta, inside the Walmart Center.
All right, and we want to wish everyone a wonderful evening. We want to wish you a namaste, a love light, and good night.